वंदेहं
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 9th chapter, text number 39, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 17th of March, 1976, in Mayapur, India.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam
Translation. My dear Lord, from the Vaikuntha planets where there is no anxiety, my mind is extremely sinful and lusty. It is sometimes so-called happy and sometimes so-called distressed. It is full of lamentation and fear and always anxious to get more and more money. In this way my mind has become most polluted. It is never satisfied and therefore I am very fallen and poor. In such a status of life, how will it be possible for me to discuss your activities?
Naitan manas tava katha subhitunta natha sampriyati durita dushtama sadhu tibram kamaturam harsa soko bhai sanartya tasmin katham tava gatin vimishami dina. This is our position. This material world and the spiritual world. The difference is very nicely explained here. One place is no anxiety. In another place, it is simply full of anxiety. This is the difference. So, Prahlad Maharaj in another place has said also the same thing. When his father asked him, what is the best thing you have learned, my dear boy, from your school? So, he immediately addressed his father as Asuravad. Why? Then because this thing, free of anxiety, is not understandable by the asuras. They want anxiety. They create such situation, they put themselves in anxiety and try to come out of it. That is their heroic activity. This is the difference between the asura and the sura, devata. The devata are the devotees. There are two different types of men. One is asura and the other is devotee. That's like Prahlad Maharaj and his father, Hiranyaksha. These two types of men are there in this world. And the difference we can see that Prahlad Maharaj is simply satisfied with Krishna. Prahlad Maharaj says, Naitad vije paro durastraya vaitaranya tad vijagayana maham mritamaguna chitya. Prahlad Maharaj, when he saw Nrisingadev, very fierce soul, in Mother Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, who is constant companion of the Lord, she also became afraid. And what to speak of other demigods like Brahma, Lord Shiva, and Indra, and so many others. All of them became afraid. Nobody could approach. He was so angry. But Prahlad Maharaj said that I am not afraid. He said, I am not afraid. Naitad viji paradurattaya vaitaranya tadbi jagayana mahamratavagina chitta. A devotee who is always absorbed in the thought of Krishna and his activities, we are therefore presenting Krishna and his activities. This is our Krishna consciousness movement. All these books which are distributing and publishing, what is this? This is Krishna and his activities. That's all. Tad bijagayana mahabhagana maha amrita bhag. So, if you simply read our book very carefully, then immediately this disease of heart palpitation, anxiety will cease. Because on account of the dirty things, product of the tamogun and rajogun, that is disturbing us. We are covered by the tamogun and rajogun. Rajastama. So, rajastama means greediness and lusty desire. This is rajastama. So we have to, if we actually want to become free from anxieties, then we have to learn how to kill this, or how to avoid this anxiety due to rajasthama bhava. So first of all, we have to try to come to the platform of goodness. There are three platforms, tamagun, rajagun and sattvagun. So immediately we cannot come to the pure satvagun, suddha sattva, sattang visuddhang vasudeva sambhitam, vasudev platform. Just like Vasudev is the father of Krishna, so there is Vasudev platform also. Unless one comes to the Vasudev platform, there is no question of Krishna. But the Vasudev can beget Krishna or Vasudev, Vasudeva sarvamitam. So actually we have to come to the platform of Vasudev, Vasudeva sambhitam, and that is Suddha Sattva. But it is not immediately possible. Therefore, gradually from the platform of tamogun and rajogun, we have to come to the satogun. Or in other words, we have to acquire the qualities of a Brahman. Therefore, this is initiation. How to bring one to the platform of Brahmana? Chatudvarnam maya sistam gunakarma vibhaga. So, this is necessary from this material platform to come to the spiritual platform. One has to become a qualified Brahman. So, this process that we first of all accept anyone who is prepared to chant, we accept to give him renown. What is the idea? The idea is that he will gradually become Brahman. Of course, chanting of Hare Krishna mantra is beyond the position of Brahmana. Nirvitta tarsai rupagiyamana. This chanting of Hare Krishna mantra is meant for the nirvitta tarsai. Nirvitta tarsai means one who has finished all kinds of desires, all kinds of material desires. For him, nirvitta tarsai rupagiyamana. But for the ordinary man, bhavausadhi, even it is meant for the liberated person chanting a Hare Krishna mantra. But still, those who are not liberated, if he chants, then he becomes cured from the material desires. Kamaturam, material desires, kamaturam, harsa sopa, bhoi sanatya. This is material desires. We are full of lusty desires, kama, kamaturam, and therefore you are distressed. Our distress condition is due to lusty desires. Kamasuram, and the result is harsha shoka. When we can fulfill our desires, I am very much inclined to be a woman or a man, kamasuram, lusty desires. If we can fulfill, then it is very nice, harsho. Oh, I am very successful. And if we cannot fulfill, then shoka. The two things are there. Shoka, there are so many things we have got. Practical examples, the so-called loving affairs of man and woman, and sin, even murder. We have got experience. So-called, the lusty desires means, for the time being, it may be very happy condition, but the result is so-called. It will end. Either illicit sex or legal sex, the end is shoka. Shoka. Lamentation. There are many examples, practical. So this kamaturam, this lusty desire is not good. Either you do it legally or illegally. The result is shoka. That we must understand. Unfortunately, although the days everyone knows, practical experience, that nobody has become happy by this sex affair. There is a Urdu word. They say, Dilli ka laddu, jo khaya obhi pastaya, jo na khaya obhi pastaya. The meaning is, there is a laddu, you know laddu of course. Laddu, which is known as Dillika Laddu. So this Dillika Laddu is so dangerous. One who has eaten it, he is also lamenting, and one who has not eaten it, he is also lamenting. Dillika Laddu, jo khaya, vipastaya, jo na khaya, vipastaya. So this man and woman connection is Dillika Laddu. One who has married, he is also lamenting, and who is not married, he is also lamenting. So, this is the thing. The Shastra also says, not only would any experienced man will say like that, that both ways it is simply lamentation. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, that tripantaniha kripana bahu dukkha bhaja. Tripantaniha kripana. There are two classes of men, kripana and brahmana. The opposite word of brahmana is kripana. Brahma janati iti brahmana. This life, human life, is meant for understanding Brahma, the absolute truth. So, a person who has understood what is Brahma, aham brahmasmi, so he is called Brahman. Anyone who understands Brahma, he is Brahman. Brahma janati iti Brahman. And one who does not understand, he is kripana. In the Upanishad also it is said, etat viditya japrayati sa Brahman. Etat aviditya jo prayati sa kripana. This human life is meant for understanding Brahma, athat brahma jigyasa vedanta. Simply meant for understanding Brahma. Such a nice life, human life, not cats and dogs life. In everywhere the same thing is repeatedly said. Rishabhdev says, Nayang deha deha bhajang niloke kastan kaman arahati virbhujanje. This human life is not meant for acting like the pigs, kastan kaman arahati. So it is meant for becoming a Brahman. And one who does not become a Brahmana, become a pig, he is kripana. Kripana. Kripana means he got the chance of becoming a brahmana, but he remained a cat and dog and pig. Kripana. If I give you, say, 10,000 rupees, that you take this do some business and be happy, but you could not do anything, simply get the money and see it, or spoil it, then you are crippled. You could not use it. And there are others who can increase. So we got this human form of life, we are advanced in consciousness, and if we increase this consciousness to the ultimate goal, Krishna consciousness, then our life is successful. And if we could not do it, we remain in the same cats and dogs consciousness, kamathuram, just like a dog is a lusty dog, one female dog and dozen of dogs is after her. You have seen nature's instruction. So that is kripono life. We should not spoil our life by becoming a kripono. This Krishna consciousness movement is trying to raise the standard of the human society to become brahmana from the position of kripono. This is the attempt. It may be a teeny attempt, a humble attempt, but our aim is how these dogs and cats will become brahmana. This is our aim. We do not want to keep them in the position of cats and dogs and pigs. This is our attempt. So we may be successful and not successful, but our endeavor is very, very great. We should always remember. Because these kripanas, na trippanti, kripana, janamaituna di grihami di sukham mitu cham, kanduyane na karayu, rivadukha dukham, trippanti neha kripana bahudukha bhaja. The kripana, bahudukha bhaja, they know after the sex, I'll have to meet so many botherations, either illicit or sex. Either you get so many diseases, syphilis, and from syphilis so many other diseases, up to madness, up to leprosy. One disease after one disease. This syphilitic disease is called in India by the Ayurvedic physician as Phoiranga Rog. It has come from the Western country. I do not wish to discuss. But the point is that illicit sex has many, many after effects. It is not very nice. And even if it is legal sex, there is also botheration. If there is no botheration, why they are killing their own child? There is botheration. Sex life is botheration. Therefore, it should be controlled, undoubtedly. And the last control is to become a sannyasi. Arnare bhava. No more. That is called. So, whole basic civilization is to reduce this propensity, kamathuram. That is Pullamara recommended. Because if we remain kamathuram, sexually inclined, then we will be subjected only to this processes, harasa, shoka, bhaya, ishanartha. In this way we shall be always disturbed. And it will be not disturbed mind, you cannot think of the absolute truth. That is not possible. The mind must be peaceful. But there is one very easy method to control the mind from this disturbance. What is that? The yoga system means to control the disturbed mind. Yoga indriya sangyama. Real yoga means to control the mind and the senses. That is yoga. Because without controlling the mind and the senses, there is no question of spiritual advancement. That is not possible. Without controlling the mind, there is no question of spiritual advancement. Therefore, Krishna advised to Arjuna that you practice yoga in the 6th chapter, so that you will be able to control the mind. But Arjuna said that control the mind is very difficult for me, Krishna. I cannot practice the yoga. Chanchala himmana Krishna pramathi valavadhiram. Mind is very restless and it is very difficult to control. Tasyaham nigraham manne bayoriva sudhuskar. I think to control the mind is still more difficult than to control the wind. Nobody can control the wind. So Krishna Arjuna said, even though I am able to control the wind, I cannot control my mind. It is so strong. So Krishna recommended, Krishna not discouraged Arjuna. Arjuna is a family man and he went to the war field to gain his victory. So everyone is engaged in some such engagement, occupation and duty, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya in this world. So mind is very difficult to control. But Krishna gave the easy method. Yoginam api sarvesa madgata antaratmana sadhyaman bhajati jumam samivirta. If you can keep Krishna always in your mind, then the whole thing is solved. It is easy. So chant always Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Then this kamaturam mind will be controlled and there you will not be subjected to this harsha shoka bhaya. This is the secret. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended that in the Kali Yuga it is very difficult to come out this kamasuram position. It is not possible. But if you chant the holy name of the Lord Hari, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Kevala,
Hare Nama, Sevana, Sevana, Sevana.
So, the verdict of the Shastra is the same everywhere in a different way. The perfection of life is, Prahlad Maharaj says, that tava-kathāsu vikanthanātha. One should be interested in Krishna-katha. We are interested in so many kathas because we purchase newspaper in the morning, so big volume. So many kathas are there. And we read many material dramas and novels and fictitious stories and killing stories. We are very much attached to these. All these kathas mean stories, we are interested. But we are not interested in Krishna katha. But means, I am interested in katha, that is my nature. But it has become perverted on account of being contaminated by this material world. This is our position. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj said that naitan manastava kathasu vikunthanata sampriyate durita dushta asadhu tibram. Because it is so polluted, asadhu, dishonest, and bad, everything, whatever. His mind is dirty, full of dirty things. So, in another place it is said, sinnatanga sakata krishna punnasamana kirtana riddhantasta avadrani. This is avadhu. The riddhantasta is in the core of heart. There are so many nasty, dirty things. That is the material contamination. So it can be, I mean to say, avoided or cleansed Chitadatna Mahajanam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has assured. The whole process of education and advancement of civilization is how to cleanse the dirty mind. Why it is dirty? Kamaturam, the lusty desire and greediness. So we should always remember this, that mind is the best friend and the worst enemy. If it remains kamaturam, the worst enemy. If it is Krishna conscious, the best friend. So we have to control this mind. That is very easy, as Amrish Maharaj did. Savai mana Krishna padarvinda vachaansi vaikuntha gunanvani. We have to fix this archan vidhi for Kanishtha Adhikari, everyone. The temple is meant for gradually making the mind thinking of Krishna. You'll come to the temple, you'll see the deity, you'll see Krishna, you'll think of Krishna, and if you increase, that is the system. Every man, every woman used to go to the temple. This is our Vedic civilization. To make the mind Krishna conscious. Always Krishna conscious. And then it will be possible to cleanse the mind from this. Jadavadhi mama chitta Krishna padaravindayo namanago dhamarantumar. If you make your mind fixed up in Krishna and think of Krishna's activities, Jadavadhi mama chitta Krishna padaravindayo namanago dhamarantumar. Tadavadhi smarjamane nari sangam bhavati mukha vikara sushtha nishti. This kamatur mind will be cleansed, not only be cleansed, if you think of sex, you spite on it. This is Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much.